Yes, just like the children present with scoliosis in the Northwest, there are so many children that have a needs assessment, and this is something that they're legally entitled to. It's written down in the 2005 Disability Act that they're entitled to the assessment, they're entitled to have it carried out within 6 months of application, but we know that 3,850 of them haven't had that legal entitlement, and that's hugely frustrating for the families, because many of these children are children with suspected ASD, autism syndrome, and they need the assessment to be able to access services, to be able to get the diagnosis, so that the children and their parents can be assured why they're displaying the symptoms they're displaying. And without that diagnosis, what we have is we have children who, in some cases, have no places to go to school, and more parents are forced to home tutor their children. So this is a complete breach, in my view, of the Constitution, but is very clear breach of the law. And again, this is just another example of how this government is underfunding our health services, not putting the issues of children with disabilities front and centre, and instead, during budget time, and we're coming into that in the next 4 weeks, decide to, you know, give tax cuts to wealthy multinational corporations instead of actually treating our most vulnerable and protecting our young people in the way that the law says that they should.